It's well known that in the Amidah, in the Beracha Vatakadosh, during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we chotem HaMelech HaKadosh. And it's also clear that if one made a mistake and said HaEl HaKadosh, if he corrected himself immediately and said HaMelech HaKadosh, he's okay. But if he didn't remember Toch Kedei Dibur of saying HaEl HaKadosh, then he must start from the beginning of the Amidah and go back from Hashem Sevatai Tiftah. And go back and make sure the second time around he says HaMelech HaKadosh. If he forgets the second time, he goes back a third time. So HaMelech HaKadosh is unnegotiable. He must say it. Even if he's misupak, he's in doubt. Did I say HaEl? Did I say HaMelech? When in doubt, we assume that he said what he's accustomed to normally saying, which is HaEl HaKadosh. Therefore, in doubt, you also must go back and repeat the Amidah. So the question today is, on Friday night, there's a beracha that we say after the Amidah called the beracha Me'en Sheva. It's the beracha that the Hazan makes after Vaikulu. And over there, it's a miniature version of the Amidah. And one of the lines in that beracha is Ha'el HaKadosh She'en Kamohu. So the halakha brings down that during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, meaning this Friday night, the Hazan, instead of saying Ha'el HaKadosh She'en Kamohu, should say HaMelech HaKadosh She'en Kamohu. In keeping in consistency with what we're saying. So the question is, let's say he made a mistake. He's reading the Sidur, he's following his normal habit, and he says, Ha'el HaKadosh She'en Kamohu. Well, if he remembers, before he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat, everybody agrees, he goes back, Ta'amelech HaKadosh She'en Kamohu. However, let's say he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. Now he's finished. Now here we have a great machloket amongst the Hakamim. It's the opinion of Rav Hida and the opinion of the Ben Ishai that you go back. Just like you would go back in Amidah if you made a mistake and you said Ha'el HaKadosh, so too in Me'en Sheva if you said Ha'el HaKadosh, you go back. You start from the beginning. However, the opinion of the Pri Hadash and the Pri Megadim and other Hakamim, including Hakam Avadya, they say that you can get away with saying Ha'el HaKadosh B'di'avad. And if you were chotem and you said Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Shabbat, even though you didn't say a melech, you do not go back. So already we see we have a machloket amongst the hachamim over here, lahalacha, we'll take Hakam Avadya, and therefore, of course the Hazan must be cognizant to make sure he says a melech, and the kahal has to listen, if he makes a mistake, to correct him on the spot, a melech. However, if at the end he's Friday night, he does not go back, and they continue the Kaddish at Kabbalah. School is Shanim Rabbot.